And so today, actually, I was working by myself and doing some stuff, and I was thinking about this past week and reflecting on my life and some different things. And the Lord kept reminding me, Steve, you got to have that joy. Steve, you got to have that joy. And I'm starting to think, it's like, Lord, you calling me like a depressed person or something? Like, what's going on here? And he's like, no, but you got to have that joy. You see, you got to stir it up on the inside of you when things are going good or when things are going bad. You got to have the joy of the Lord. Scripture tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And there's many times when I need some extra strength to get through the day. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? And it's so easy to be on, you know, top of the mountain, cloud nine, when you're in a room filled with thousands of other believers that are all dancing and shouting and all excited and feeling the victory and, oh, you got it, woo-wee, you know. It's so easy. But when you're by yourself and the old devil is trying to whisper things in your ear and trying to remind you of things that you've done or that you didn't do or you should have done, you're, you know, trying to remind you of your failures and all those things, and boy, it's hard to get excited, you know. But you see, in those midnight hours, in those times when you're by yourself and, you know, your mind goes to a weird spot, you know, we need to realize that we got someone greater on the inside of us. Turn over in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 5. So for the next 7 hours, we're going to go through Galatians chapter 5, let's start in verse 22, New Living Translation. But the Holy Spirit, everyone say the Holy Spirit, produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, everyone say love. Joy. Peace. Patience. Kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. Gentleness. And self-control. And there is no law against these things. We're going to focus in and really zoom in. Go back to 22, please. We're going to focus on this first few words here. It says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. If we're feeling down and out, if we feel we're not being very productive, we need to check our Holy Spirit thermometer. We need to see where we are with Him. You know? We need to make sure that we're allowing the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. And let me tell you something, it's very easy to shut Him off. It's very easy to quench the Holy Spirit, to be like, no, I'm going to do things my way. Let me tell you something, that Holy Spirit, He was given to us for a reason, right? Over in Acts, turn over there. I'm going freestyle, sorry. Acts chapter 1, chapter 2, we're going to go over there. In Acts chapter 1, we see it's talked about there, the promise of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has promised that He's going to show up. And then over in Acts chapter 2, and we're going to start there, verse 1. And we all know this is a very common section of Scripture here, but we're going to talk about this for a second. So Acts chapter 2, verse 1, New Living. It says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. So after a bunch of things took place, Jesus had left, and, you know, it was kind of a bittersweet thing because here was the believers, and they were hanging out together. They had Jesus with them. Jesus then ascended into heaven, and I'm sure they missed Him, you know? If you were walking and talking and hanging with Jesus on a daily basis, and all of a sudden He goes up to heaven and leaves you, you know, after being seeing Him. Now, they didn't have the same relationship that we have with Him, you know, up to this point. But here was Jesus, and He was hanging with the crew, and he all took off. But now these guys, they knew that they were promised something else. So here is all the 120 of them. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Verse 2. Suddenly, everyone say suddenly. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a roaring of a mighty windstorm. And it filled the house where they were sitting. Let me tell you something. When God shows up to do something, you might not even realize it, but when God intervenes, either in the natural or the supernatural, there's going to be a roaring. Because you're going, when Jesus shows up, when the Lord shows up, things start changing around, right? Then the Holy Spirit showed up here because he was promised. Jesus said that he was going to send the Comforter. He went to heaven and he was going to send down the Comforter to be with us, the counselor, the guide. And this is what's happening. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Keep going. Now, at this time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. Now, guys, just hold on a second here. When the Holy Spirit shows up, things are going to get crazy. When we allow the Holy Spirit to move, there has to be a change. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to move, when we yield to him, people might be looking at you like, man, you're crazy. What's wrong with you? You know, here it says they were bewildered. Now let's continue on. They were completely amazed. How can this be? They exclaimed. These people are from Galilee. But yet we hear them speaking in our own native language. So here they are, just people literally from all the known world gathered together in this area, in the city. And they hear their own languages coming from these people, these Galileans. You know? We kind of get excited when we hear people speak in our dialect or our language or something like that. Yeah, I mean, I can spot a Newfoundland accent a mile away. And I get excited when I hear a fellow Newfie talking, right? Because I can turn it on or turn it off. I've taken a long time to learn to speak a little more English, right? It's a conscious effort on my part to speak so you all can understand me, all right? I'm serious, you know? But it's funny because when me and my dad get together and there's no one else around, the yes, boys, and how you getting on comes out. Someone actually looked at me the other day and said, when you and your father are working together, it's like you have your own language. I'm like, you're not wrong. One of my most favorite memories from Ramo when we were at school was when Kendra and myself, my parents, because we all went to school together. That was a whole interesting story. Can you imagine going to college with your mom? So anyhow. It was my mom and my dad, myself and Kendra, and our two friends from Ireland. We were all stood up together in a circle in the foyer of SDC1. And we were there talking away, and I mean, there was a lot of talking. And we know it's interesting, the conversation. We were talking normal, so we thought. Until I had a friend of ours, a school friend, came and tapped me on the shoulder and was like, hey, Steve, what language are you guys speaking? It's like, really? Really? So when we hear people speak in our own language, we get excited, right? These people were bewildered because they were hearing stuff. Now, I've heard stories quite a few times when the Holy Spirit gets moving in churches, people start praying in tongues. And I was in one service one time, and one person got up and started speaking in tongues. They were blessed. And a person in the back, They were Asian of some sort. I'm not sure where it was from. But they understood what the person was saying. The person never learned that language or nothing. It was just a heavenly language that they just spoke out. And that person came to him and said, this is what you said. And you were speaking in some Asian, it wasn't Chinese, it was something. I can't remember the exact. But I mean, that's pretty amazing, is it not? Do you agree? See, when the Holy Spirit starts moving, crazy things start happening. All right, let's keep going here. Verse 9. Now, okay, so here we see all these people were there. Keep going. Verse 10. And more of these people were here. Verse 11. There we go. And then, you know, we got some more people. People speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things God has done. So here are these people. They don't know all these languages, but they're speaking and they're edifying and building other people up that are listening in languages they do not know. I mean, that's pretty exciting right there. You know, we need to start expecting the miraculous to take place in our lives. We need to kind of get out of our religious mindset a little bit, and we kind of got to get a little undignified sometimes, and we got to start thinking about, you know what, Lord, what can you do? What are you going to do? You know? What do you need to do? Come on. Okay, verse 12. They stood there amazed and perplexed. What can this mean? They asked each other. Well, I'm going to tell you what this means. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, they're just drunk, that's all. Let me tell you something. There's going to be people, and people that you probably know you well, and they're going to be like, what is wrong with you? See, when you got the Holy Spirit flowing through you, and you got the joy of the Lord on the inside of you, people's going to think there's something wrong with you. Why are you happy? Don't you know the world is crazy? Yes, but I got the Lord on the inside of me. Ha, ha, ha. He's given me the Holy Spirit, amen? He's on the inside. He's given me the joy, the peace. I have the joy of the Lord, amen? But here we go. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, now they're just drunk, that's all. Then Peter, now this guy here, Peter, stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. These people are not drunk, as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is way too early for that. Come back at 5 and see them. No, I'm joking. No. 9 o'clock. Now, some of you, I'm sure when you've been working on your testimony, you might have experienced some 9 o'clock drunks. I don't know. But, I mean, 9 o'clock in the morning is way too early for that. Verse 16. No, what you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. And this is really exciting here. It says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. It doesn't say certain people. It doesn't say only the Pentecostals or only the Word of Faith crowd. No, just not the church down the street. But it says where? Upon who? All people. Who's an all people? Look to your neighbor and say, I'm an all people. That is horrible English right there. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. I mean, I believe we're seeing these things happen now. And I believe some of you need to yield to the Holy Spirit and start having those visions and those dreams. Some of you need to start prophesying over your life. Start speaking some things into existence. It's time to get off of Brother Hagin would say Grumble Alley and start, you know, changing the way we walk, changing the way we talk. Start changing a little bit. Because let me tell you something, the world is so far negative. That's okay, that's the world point of view. But God's point of view is that we are victorious. We are joyful. We are healed. We are healthy. We are whole. We are bold. Come on now, we have it on the inside of us. Amen? We have what they need. You know? I've heard it so many times about Faith City Church. It's like, man, you guys are the best kept secret in Thunder Bay. I don't want to be a secret. You know, I want people to know about this. Amen? And that's our job as believers, to make sure people know about this. Look, the world is hurting and people are dying and going to hell for no reason. You know, is it Jesse Duplantis got a book? What in hell do you want? You know, I mean, you think about that. There's nothing there I want. It's too hot. I just came from Tulsa, 38, 39 degrees. I am not built for that. I am a Canadian boy. I'm a little husky. All those huskies that my parents have been rubbing off on me. You know? I mean, it's got to be like 10 degrees cooler than what it is right now. Like today? Oh, Lord. Like, why, Lord? I just came from this, and now you're going to put me into it again? Why? What have I done? No. But, I mean, you think about this, guys. The Lord's got so many good things in store for me and you. He's got purpose. He's got plans. You know, each and every one of us has a calling. You know, we got a gifting on the inside of us. In 2 Timothy, Paul encourages Timothy to stir up the gift on the inside of him. Now, guys, sometimes we can forget about that gift that's on the inside of us. You know, it might go dormant sometimes, but it's still on the inside. It's our responsibility to stir up something on the inside of us and make ourselves a little bit excited sometimes. Come on. You know, we went through COVID, and I'm going to tell you what, those three, four, 10 years, whatever it was, I don't even know anymore, you know, it done a lot of damage to people. It messed people up in their thinking, even in their spirituality, in the way, you know, we see God or the way we do stuff. We become subdued, you know? Well, I don't know if you remember poor David, and I think, Yeah, 2 Samuel. And the Ark of the Covenant was coming back. And David's wife, Michal, got all out of joint because he started dancing before the Lord because he was excited. You know, her righteous indignation got in the way. You know? Oh, what's wrong with you there, king? You know? Why are you dancing? Like, what a fool. You look, exposing yourself to the servant girls and making a spectacle of yourself. And, man, what is wrong with you? And David is like, listen, woman, first of all, I want to remind you of something. God chose me over your family. Your daddy was king once upon a time, but he ain't king no more. I am, because God anointed me. And because of that, I got a lot to celebrate and a lot to be excited about. And you see this here? What's happening? The Ark of the Covenant is coming back home. God is back among his people. So yeah, I'm going to dance. I'm going to get a little excited. So you need to shut up, woman. You know? Because you're going to have naysayers in your life, but we got something to shout about because God's called you out. God's chosen you to do something. Can I get an amen? Amen. So we need to stir up that gift on the inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the guide. We have those gifts. How many of you, you know, you feel that God's got something big in store for your life? Just raise your hand. You believe it. Amen. Goodness, start stirring it up. Start doing it. Because it's one thing to believe it, another thing to start acting on it. You know, we got people in this room that's going to change the face of this planet. Okay, I'm going to talk over here. Now, this is the crowd I'm looking for over here. There's people in this room that I believe are going to change the face of this planet. They win. And I want to be a part of that group. So I got to make a decision in my mind and in my heart that I am going to follow God and do what he's called me to do. Listen, it's hard. It is hard sometimes to stay out of your own head. I've questioned my calling many times. Lord, why? Why are you choosing me? Are you choosing me? What if? What? There's better. There's more. There's something different. But he always comes back with the same answer. Shut up and do what I'm telling you to do. And I got to be reminded of that. Because if the Lord don't tell me, Kendra will. You know? Sometimes my wife and the Holy Spirit is the same person. Someone went, huh? She's got to be a wife, whoever that was. So what about this joy? What about this joy? You see, sometimes we got to stir it up. The last little while, I haven't really had that joy. Because I've allowed myself to get a little stagnant. Because I've been looking at situations from the wrong thing. From the wrong point of view. And it's so easy to look at situations from the wrong point of view and get your, you know, your self-righteousness all built up. You know, looking at things and they start looking down your long nose. And that's not right. I've had to repent for that. You know? And so, therefore, you need to start looking to what's exciting. Things don't always work out the way that we expect them to. Things don't always go the way we want them to. I had this conversation with my family today. Sometimes things are done a little bit backwards. And in our ideas and our thoughts, it doesn't really match up. But let me tell you something. The world's backwards anyway. Things are messed up. But when you allow God to move and allow God to intervene, he's going to work his way. Even though it might not be our plan, the way that we want it to go, God's got a much better plan and a much better purpose. Even before the foundations of the earth was laid, God's seen your plan. God knew you before you were born. The Bible tells us about that and goes into a lot of detail about that. And then over in Jeremiah 29:11, it still talks about the plans that he has for us and that they're good. Not bad plans, they're good plans. That right there should start getting you a little bit excited, because when you're having a bad day, wait a second, the Lord said in his word that he has good plans for me. So, okay, you might be having a bad day. That's only one day. That's only a bad moment, all right? Don't let that steal your joy. Stir up the gift on the inside of you that you have. Come on, come in contact with the Holy Spirit and allow him to start flowing through you. Some of y'all looking at me like a cow at a new gate, as Pastor Hagin would say. So, I mean, it's so easy to be like, oh, yeah, Steve, I've heard this before. Good, but where's your joy? I'm coming on hanging off the rafters and chandeliers beating down the door, church doors, trying to get in. Oh, he's walking dangerous ground now. Well, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You got to get it excited a little bit. We got to stir it up a little bit. Come on. Because there's going to be days when life is just going to be horrible. You know, Jesus had a pretty bad day. They nailed him to a cross. That was a pretty bad day, I would say. You know? But then look at him. He came out triumphant. Amen. He defeated the grave. Even our buddy Paul, you know, he went through a few bad days too. Horrible sailor. Horrible guy. I'll never take him out in boat. You know? Not a guy to take sailing with you. You know? I don't think I'd even want to go on a road trip with him, because he always got jumped, beat up, something. I mean, just not a guy to be walking downtown with, Paul was. You know, I'd sit in church service and listen to him talk, absolutely. But I would not go to McDonald's with him after. You know, a guy, you know, he just had some bad dealings, you know. But he said he counted all joy. You know, why? Because, get this, the devil's not going to mess with you if you're not a threat to him. So if you're going through some tests and some trials and some stuff in your life, that means you got the devil afraid. Because the devil's not going to attack somebody that's doing nothing. Well, praise God, the devil's not bugging me. Uh-oh. You got a pulse? I remember reminded of the story, Brother Hagin, one of his books he tells when he's preaching. And he had this gentleman come up to him. Brother Hagin, can you pray for me that the devil will leave me alone? He said, you want me to pray that you'll die? It's like, what? No. We live on an earth with a curse. You're going to have issues. Devil's supposed to be around here. Adam and Eve messed up and gave him the keys. You know, gave him dominion to be here. But he doesn't have to rule over me and you. He doesn't have dominion over me and you. That's something else that we can have joy about. Why? Because we're set free. Freedom belongs to me and you. We're delivered. Amen? That's good. All right, three of you are waking up now. That's good. When we get this on the inside of us, and we start knowing that we got this joy of the Lord, and we know that greater is he that's in me, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and that he provides all my needs, and when we start seeing all these things, you know what? Hold on a second. This is starting making sense. I think I understand why I'm supposed to have joy now, because the Word of God says so. You know? Someone walked up to you and handed you $1,000. How would you act? All right, that's not bad. $1,000, not bad. Someone walked up to you and handed you $10,000. How would you act? If someone walked up to you and gave you $1,000,000, how would you act? Some of y'all greedy. I'm joking. But you see, you'd get excited, wouldn't you? Like, you think about that. Someone came up to you and said, hey, I just paid off your mortgage for you.
Woohoo!
Right? Someone come up and said, listen, your children, they're all paid for to go to university. Jesus, hallelujah. Shandai. You know, that'd be good. Pastor, someone walked up to you and handed you the keys to a brand new car. You know, I mean, that's something to be excited about right there, right? Well, let me tell you something. We have a guy on the inside of us that's even better than all that. He's going to make sure you're taken care of. He's going to make sure that you have more than enough. Because he's always going to make a way where there seems to be no way. Come on, the Bible says he's a God of more than enough. Come on. So I don't know about you, but I got more than enough. Well, Pastor Steve, my bank account don't say it. Well, you speak to your bank account. You tell it it's got more than enough. You speak to that job, it's got more than enough. You speak to your house, it's more than enough. You speak to those relationships, it's more than enough. That's my God. Amen? See, we got something to be excited about, something to have joy, something to be excited. Come on, how many joyful people we got in here? Come on. That's right. That's right. Y'all stuck on the money, I can see it. I'll go back to that $1 million there for a second. When we were driving, the Lord was talking to me about Faith City Church, Pastor. Oh, no. And, I mean, guys, all I can say is that we ain't seen nothing yet. And the pastor's got a big vision, and he's got a lot of things that we've talked about in our boardroom table. And there's a lot of things Pastor Missanita's talked about. You know, it's funny, you hear some of these pastors talking about retirement and getting out of all these things. And I'm looking at Pastor, I'm like, you ain't going nowhere. You know? I know he might change roles a little bit or stuff, but I mean, there's still a lot of vision. God's imparted a lot of stuff in there. Now, let me tell you something. There's going to be times when it's going to be stressful, and it has been stressful. You know? A couple times this past week, I've told him the story about how we got into the church, this building, you know? And about how we kind of went through the bumps of selling the building down there, and then we were going to build, and that went through the roof. And I mean, it was just a bit of a nightmare, some things, but the Lord made a way. And we've been blessed greatly, you know? And the Lord's done some awesome things here, and they're going to continue. But where else in the city can you go and get almost 5 acres or 6 acres of property, you know? And I believe this is God's land. This is God's country, this is. So I see the bigger auditorium. I see the church full. I see the different programs running and the Bible college doing what it needs to do. And Lord knows what other programs and facilities and complexes and things that's happening on this campus. Because it's just not a church, it's a campus. Are you listening to me? And I'm going to be a part of it some way, somehow. I don't know what capacity, but I'm going to be a part of it. You know? But you see, there's going to be days when we're going to be looking at this and be like, how in the world are we going to do it? How are we going to do this? No, come on. We're going to dance it through. We're going to shout it through. We're going to celebrate because we already see that it is done. Amen? This building's paid off in the name of Jesus. Come on. We're going to get this building paid off so we can do the next projects and build the next thing and do the next thing. Amen? Come on, we're going to see Spirit Alive grow, reach more and more people with the gospel. You know, yeah, we're trying to get across Canada, but wait till international kicks in. Come on now. You know, the Bible school, wait till we start getting international students coming in by the airplane load. Come on now. Oh, Lord, help us. You know? But it was all those things. But you see, the Holy Spirit is going to be leading and guiding us. Now, you look at it in the natural realm, like, oh, my Lord, what's happening? How are we going to do this? But when you look at it through the eyes of the Lord, come on, we got this. Come on, this church is full in the name of Jesus. Come on, our relationships are full in the name of Jesus. Come on, our health is full in the name of Jesus. Come on, because listen, we need healthy people around here to be able to do what God has called us to do, amen? Come on. If you received that right now, just raise your hand and say, thank you, Lord, that my body's healed, healthy, and whole in the name of Jesus. My body is whole. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just grab that right now. Yes. Backs are straightening out right now. Arteries are clearing out right now. Livers, kidneys, come on. Brain issues, come on. Brain issues again. Lots of brain issues. Come on. Cardiovascular, whatever that is. Come on, everything is working out. Stomach issues, legs, muscles, joints. In Jesus' name. Eyes are opening up. Ears are opening up. Come on. Yes. Limbs are working again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. You got the victory. Come on. Now, like someone just gave you $1 million, you'd all be celebrating and excited. Well, listen, the Lord's already done it for you over 2,000 years ago. So come on, just claim it and celebrate it. Yay! Thank you, Jesus. Woo-wee! Ha-ha-ha. Woo! I'm going to preach myself happy. If no one else is coming along, that's your own fault. Come on. See, when the Holy Spirit shows up, things start changing. I feel the Holy Spirit right now. Oh, man. Woo! Woo! Sendon, you feel that? Yeah? That's good. That's good. Miss Grace, how you doing? Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah. Oh, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Man, I'm starting to feel a little bit of joy bubble up on the inside of me right now. Come on, everyone, stand to your feet. Let's just stretch our hands towards heaven and just let that joy to bubble a little bit. Come on. Come on, forget about the day and the 37 million degree temperature outside. Come on, let's just thank the Lord. Come on, let's just stir ourselves up right now. We got some joy. The Lord is our strength. Come on, let's thank Him. We got that. Come on, just let loose a little bit. Hallelujah. Come on. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Devil, you're a liar. No sickness or disease is supposed to be here, so it's got to go in the name of Jesus. Poverty and lack has to go in the name of Jesus. Addictions have to go in the name of Jesus. Depression, I speak to you and tell you to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your joy. We thank you for that joy that's given us the strength that we need to face every day. He on the robo show. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Woo. Yes. Yes. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. There we go. Come on. Come on. Woo-wee. Lord, you're good. Lord, you're good. Hallelujah. All right, look at me for a second. Now, you see, you don't meet a crowd of people to turn that on. You can be home by yourself, at work, driving, in the grocery store. I'd be careful in the grocery store. Because I did that once, and it caught me off guard. Came from a really juicy service here at church, walked into Safeway, picked up my gallon of milk, laid it down. And I was there, and man, you know, Miss Grace, you know how you get those oohs? Yeah. I had one of those. It was just a Holy Spirit, like, aftershock. You know, you get the major earthquake, and then you get that. Anyone experience a Holy Ghost aftershock? You know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need Jesus, all right? So, and I laid it down, and I'm just there, and it just came over me, man. And I went, woo, in the middle of Safeway. The woman looked at me, you okay? I said, yeah, I'm good. She was getting ready to call security on the drunk guy that was there. You know, I mean, come on. Sometimes you got to get a little undignified. You know, sometimes you got a little, get a little, whoo, out. You know, and she laughed at me. I said, no, I'm good. This is what I said. I just came from church. And she goes, oh. Yeah. And that was the look that she gave me is like, oh. And now I know deep down inside, she's like, you're crazy. You know? Well, guys, sometimes we got to be a little crazy. So when we're not feeling so great, when things are feeling, you know, whatever, blah, 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 you know, well, forget about the feelings. Sometimes you got to fake it till you make it. It's not always easy, but you got to do it sometimes. Because it doesn't take long before, you know, you're like, ha, 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 and then you get into it. And then next thing you know, you're just full of it, you know? And you start seeing double of everybody, you know? And things are just starting to flow, amen? Come on, you know? And you start to love everybody, you know? And the best part about this drunk is that you can remember it the next morning and there's no headache, amen? That's good. I know some of y'all know what I'm talking about. The old person, you know, you had some issues before and you wake up the next morning, you had a bit of a headache, a bit of a hangover. But come on now, we just get aftershocks. Come on now, we just get the little whoops every now and then. Amen? Amen. One more shout of praise to God tonight. Come on. Come on. Turn on that joy. Come on, just give it some ha-ha-has just for 30 more seconds. Ha-ha-ha. Come on, get that joy flowing tonight. Come on, get that joy flowing in your life right now. Come on, stir it up. 30 more seconds. Come on. Ha ha ha. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we thank you that you're just doing some awesome things. And Father, we thank you for the people that's here. Father, I thank you for Faith City Church and what you're doing in this church, and that you're going to continue to see this church grow and reach more and more people. Father, I thank you that we have enough money, workers, tools, facilities to do what you've called us to do. And Father God, you are a God of more than enough. Father, I thank you that you've given us the strength and the energy and the ability to do what you've called us to do. That Father, when we have moments of weakness, the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father. Lord, I thank you that your power, your strength, your spirit is just flowing through us right now, giving us the things that we need so that we can be successful in everything that we do. Father, I thank you for each person that's here, that as they go to work tomorrow, that they will feel your spirit, your love, your joy flowing through them. Father, that wherever they go, the people they come in contact with, yeah, they might look at them and be like, oh, you're one of them, but yeah, they're one of them. And Father, we thank you right now for each life that's here. And Father, I declare each person in this room healed, healthy, and whole in the name of Jesus, set free, delivered, and blessed in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, amen, amen. Did you get anything out of that tonight? Come on, big shout of praise to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen, amen. All right. Well, don't forget, Sunday morning we're back here, and we're going to have some fun in the Holy Ghost, you know. And then we have a fellowship after. Is that that's this Sunday? So this Sunday, after service, we're going to be hanging out a little bit as a church family, and that's going to be good, you know. So make sure you make plans to stick around for that. Fellowship is important to the believer. And we need to come together with like-minded people. The Bible tells us we're supposed to go back to our own company. Come on. And when you're around all your own company, that's another sermon for another day. But I mean, cool things happen. So be here Sunday, amen? God bless.